This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. On the first Friday of each month, we take occasion to discuss a topic of environmental pertinence to our state, to our county, and to our hometown. Lisa Wozniak is Executive Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters and the host of WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment. In this August edition, the focus is net zero energy buildings.
In the United States, buildings are responsible for nearly 50% of all greenhouse gas emissions. There is growing interest on the part of some individuals and business leaders to step beyond federal and state regulations to holistically tackle this problem. Some actually aim to transform their homes and businesses to net zero energy consumption. There's no better example of that than our guest this morning. Matt Grokoff is founder of the Thrive Collaborative and an advocate and expert on sustainability and net zero energy buildings. Welcome to the show, Matt.
It's always a pleasure, Lisa.
Matt, you refer to yourself as a recovering attorney and a producer. What prompted you to leave those careers and focus on advocating for sustainability and net zero energy buildings?
At least in law school, we were taught that if you wanted to impact the environment, there was two ways to do it. You can either punish people who are failing to meet a regulation or sue them and make them pay the damages to somebody that they harmed. And I thought that was a really bad way of making real impact with environmental change. And so I kept seeking out ways where we could look forward and say, what does a truly sustainable, really healthy world look like? And then how do we get there? And all of my work since then has been to do exactly that.
So you rehabilitated your home to make it net zero. It's now America's oldest and Michigan's first net zero building. That's no small feat. And I want to ask about what the renovation process was like and how you achieved that net zero goal.
Well, the net zero goal started right from the beginning of the project. And the renovation project was exactly like anybody else's renovation project. It was, you know, a young couple with an old house that needed some work. And we hired contractors and we did everything to do it. The difference is that we set a long-term goal of saying that this house will ultimately be a restorative house. This will be the example of how homes need to be in the future. Because the reality is we need to get to zero carbon. This is not a suggestion. This is a physical requirement if we want to continue enjoying life with our families and love on this planet. So we need to stop putting carbon into the atmosphere. We need to stop using combustion sources in order to get that level of comfort. And now the exciting thing, what our renovation has proven, is that we can have this kind of level of comfort with renewable energy. So we have proven that in a 113-year-old house, you can be as comfortable or more comfortable in a more affordable way long term, in a way that is healthy and can create a really seriously happy home for you and your family and the community around you.
So while those are really compelling reasons, no doubt, many would probably want to ask about the costs associated with this and whether or not you actually have recouped or will recoup the expenses you've put into this.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Economically, it's silly not to do this now. When we put our solar in and it was economically viable then, it was about $7 per watt. Now the cost is about almost $3 per watt, and the cost is going down. They're saying $2.30 a watt by next year, by 2015. This is an extraordinary opportunity for people because the costs are so low on doing renewable energy and energy efficiency at your house. And the products and the appliances and all of these other things that actually are better appliances than the old ones are using so much less energy that if we can be more efficient and then supply that energy at our own home sites with renewable energy, this is a win-win for consumers.
89.1 WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment continues. I'm Lisa Wozniak, and we're talking net zero energy buildings with Matt Grokoff. Matt is the founder of the Thrive Collaborative and an advocate and expert on net zero energy buildings. Matt, what were the barriers, or what are the barriers that individuals and developers face when renovating or constructing a building like this?
Well, like I said, cost is no longer really a barrier. The barrier now are things of the financing mechanisms to allow people to get into these, and then also the ability of this democratization of the grid that they talked about, the ability to own your own energy. Right now, we have these 100-plus-year-old utility monopolies that own energy, control the grid, and control how you can create and sell your own energy. And it's actually illegal to sell your own energy. The city of Ann Arbor with the farmers market, when they put up solar panels and wanted to sell it to the adjacent building next door, were told that they would be sued if they tried to do that. We need to change that system and work with the utility companies to find better distributed models so that we can produce and share our energy locally rather than having these centralized, dirty power plants that are unhealthy for the communities.
So through this process and the challenges that you're articulating with with the energy companies. Are there also challenges with municipalities and the permitting process and not understanding a building like this? I mean, this is not something that is seen every day. And what are the challenges at those levels to actually move forward with a net zero building?
There's the challenges for municipalities are really just having different rules in every single community. Those are the real challenges. So a contractor goes from community to community and doesn't know what the rules are going to be. That doesn't mean that they're necessarily good or bad. And this is true for all kinds of codes, is that this disparate notion of codes, different codes everywhere they go. So in Ann Arbor, we didn't really have that much of a problem. We live in a historic district. The Historic District Commission actually voted unanimously to approve our solar array on our roof. So this is one of the things that there does need to be work from, but I don't think it's actually one of the biggest barriers right now.
You're listening to 89.1 WEMU in our first Friday Focus on the Environment. I'm Lisa Wozniak, and we're talking to Matt Grokoff, an advocate and expert on net zero energy buildings. So if we extrapolate out, Matt, and instead of having one zero energy home in Ann Arbor, we had 100, what difference would that make exponentially?
Well, 100 certainly isn't enough. They need to all be net zero energy. We have to get to that goal of zero. This is not a suggestion. It's a requirement. So what does one home do? One home shows that it is possible. The problem with that is people have just always assumed that we're a bunch of hippies bathing in our pasta water. And it's just, and they clearly, when they visit the house and they kick the tires, they see that it is comfortable and it is a wonderful, loving place to be in. So they see what's possible. But it still seems like an experiment when there's only one. When there's 100, now you have a movement. Now there's a tipping point. And then beyond that, when there's 100 homes in Ann Arbor, game over. We really start seeing all kinds of innovation and ways of distributing the energy to make a healthy energy supply for all of us.
So let's talk about how Michigan fares in relationship to other states. Are we behind other states in energy efficient construction? Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, sadly, because there's huge, huge opportunities here in Michigan. We're falling behind other states. As I said, so far we're the only documented net zero energy building in the state of Michigan. 4 years ago, when we put up our solar panels, we said that if 5 years from now, if we are still the only net zero energy building, then we failed. We hope to see some more. We're trying to build some now. There's a school in Michigan now that is targeting net zero energy. But around the country and around the world, virtually in every climate zone, at every cost level, at every size of buildings, there are beginning to be examples of net zero energy buildings. And if we don't move forward with that here in Michigan, we're really going to be left behind, and we could be a leader in this.
That is Matt Grokoff. Matt is the founder of the Thrive Collaborative and an advocate and expert on net zero energy buildings. I'm Lisa Wozniak, inviting you to join me next month for the next edition of 89.1 WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment.
Lisa Wozniak is executive director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment is a monthly feature and is heard, as you might expect, on the first Friday of each month. For more information on today's feature and to visit our archive, go to our webpage at wemu.org.